With KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Jose Medina, Riverside County Supervisor with the 1st District. Thank you so much for being with us today, Mr. Medina.
Thanks for having me, Yvette.
Mr. Medina, you were recently elected to Board of Supervisors. What inspired you to run?
Well, I would go back to where I come from, being the son of immigrants, having parents, Catholic parents, who told me and my brothers and sisters that we always have to be concerned about others, and not just to be concerned about ourselves. So I always have seen government as a way to improve people's lives. And after 10 years in the state legislature, having been a community college trustee, I saw supervisor as another way to give back to the community.
Tell us a little bit more about what a board of supervisor does, and what does your district entail?
So the 1st supervisorial district that I represent takes in the cities of Riverside, Jurupa Valley, and the city of Paris, and the unincorporated areas of Mead Valley and Highgrove. I represent close to 500,000 people, and the role of a supervisor, I liken it similar to a city council member in the sense that we have that function.
As the former chair of higher education, you advocated for AB 101, Ethnic Studies Requirement for High School Students. What is that?
So I was an educator, a high school teacher, before joining the legislature, before being a supervisor. And I saw the need to expand education, to expand what students are taught. As a U.S. history teacher, I saw that many groups, cultures were not represented. Their stories were not included. So when I had the opportunity to teach ethnic studies and Chicano studies, I emphasized the contributions of other groups, whether it be Asian Americans, African Americans, Native Americans, or Latinos.
What are some of the misnomers about ethnic studies, and what is the reality of it?
Well, I would say a misnomer is that ethnic studies might be used in a way of propaganda. And I would say no, that ethnic studies is, in fact, giving the full story, filling in the gaps that have existed for way too long, and giving students a sense that they are certainly part of the community, that they are part of the history and fabric of this country, of this state, and the communities they live in. If I could use the analogy that Cheech Marin uses when he talks about Chicano art, he says Chicano art is American art. Ethnic studies is American history.
And what have you seen in your students that have taken these ethnic studies courses?
So having been able to teach Chicano studies and ethnic studies in Riverside Unified, where I was a teacher, I saw firsthand that effect, how students felt empowered, how all of a sudden they became, the light sort of lit up, right? And they said, well, now I'm being treated seriously, and they raised to that occasion. Studies out of Stanford have demonstrated, the data is there, that students who are in those classes perform better academically across the board, that their GPA actually goes up, their attendance goes up, and their achievement goes up.
Wow, those are wonderful results. What are some of the areas you hope to focus on in your tenure as supervisor, Mr. Medina?
Well, I indicated that the role of the supervisor, especially in the unincorporated areas, is so important. Oftentimes, unincorporated areas, since they don't have a city council, they're not cities, lag behind, whether it be sidewalks or lights. And some of those things are important to me in the areas that I represent, both Highgrove and Mead Valley.
For those that wish to share concerns or accolades, how can the community connect with you?
I would encourage people to attend our board meetings that happen usually Tuesdays. We usually have 2 board meetings a month. They take place at 9:30 in the morning. If you're interested in an item, you can call in to give your opinion. We have a newsletter that comes out every other month in English and in Spanish. We have a website, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. And being a supervisor, I live 24/7 in the district that I represent. So people see me on the streets, at the grocery store, at restaurants, and they communicate with me there as well.
Mr. Medina, thank you so much for making the time to share your work and inspiring those listening.
A pleasure to be here with you today.
Jose Medina is Riverside County Supervisor with the 1st District. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IE Latino Voices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF, uplifting and investing in the IE's Latino community. For KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.